Make sure it stretches.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. I hate to disrupt the olam in learning. Yeah. Okay. So once again, it's very nice to see the olam here on the day off, and taking advantage of their time. And it's a very big kavod this morning to continue in our learning and to have the schus. Have with us Rav Dov Kahan from Beis Din Mesharim, the Av Beis Din, Beis Din Mesharim, and he will be with us in the whole week through Shabbos. And aside from everything that being the Rav in the Shul and Dine Torah and learning two Sdarim a day, but Rav Kahan also gave of his time to us. To help direct our Chosh Mishpat Chabura that we started recently. And we have a lot of karsotay for that. So this is, it's a big success for us to be able to have him here. And I want to thank our partners in this, the law firms of Stuff, Kahn and Braverman, for helping us in this initiative and really allowing us the opportunity to expand our ideas and the community's ideas and everyone involved's ideas in Chosh Mishpat. So thank you very much. And so I guess it's time. We'll go here. It's a big cover to call on Rav Kahan.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Rabbi Blazer. Come up on the day, a Yom Depagra. Come to learn. It's beautiful Kiddush Hashem. Comes called Torah Derabim, and you come to learn together. That means you're utilizing your time, your heart's in your learning. The days that you work, but the days that you don't work, your heart's in your learning. You're here. It's a beautiful Mamisha. It's I feel inspired by just the turnout. Thank you so much. We're going to focus on today is the Indian of our Kais. I'm going to give you some basics. Obviously, we're not going to be able to cover everything. The Olam is, feel free to ask in. Just try to focus on what we're talking about at the time, not to ask something what we call Zaitik, because that's just going to derail the Olam. But if you have anything that I say that you're questioning, because I welcome all questions. I don't know if I can answer the questions, but I welcome all questions. Let's start off. The Indian of our Kais, it comes from a pasuk, as the Olam learned. It's Lufneim, the Chazal make a drasha. One must adjudicate his issue that he has with a fellow man. He has to come to Beis Din. He cannot go to court. The Tashbat in Chelek Beis Siman Reish Tzadi says that this is actually an Issa D'oraisa. It's not just an asmat, it's actually Issa D'oraisa. For someone to go to court is even Issa D'oraisa. The Kesef HaKachim says that this is what we call Abizrayu the Avodah Zarah. It's coming because Chazal say it's Miyak Hashem Elilim. A person goes to court, and we'll discuss Miyak Hashem, but a person goes to court, he's elevating the Shem Elilim, the Gaisha, talking about Avodah Zarah, but he's Miyak Hashem Elilim because he's sort of trashing Rachman Letzlan, the Torah, the laws of the Torah, and he's choosing instead, he's opting out, he's choosing instead to go to the secular law. So it's like a form of Avodah Zarah. He's leaving the Torah, he's leaving the Ribbono Shel Olam, and now he's taking on, he's adapting for himself a whole different body of law. It's a Bezrayo Avodah Zarah. Don't understand what this means, a Bezrayo Avodah Zarah, is that really, Baruch Hashem, we don't have a type of Avodah Zarah today. That taiva was done away with at the time by Ezra. They did away with Chazal. The Gemara says the Chazal Anshe Knesset Gdeila Davin, that was mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer of Avodah Zarah was done away. Mm-hmm. The remaining, what's left, the residual effect of Avodah Zarah today is going to court. It's a Bezrat of Avodah Zarah. And Rachmanah Litzlan, we see, I don't know what it is in Florida, but let's talk about other areas. We see that people go to court either inadvertently, they don't know better, or they do know better, but the Yetzer just takes them and they have all sorts of Meira Hetas, why they have to go to court, why they allowed to go to court. Most of the time, Nishka Taiga, nothing is real, but nevertheless, they're drawn to go to court. Is that attraction? Court takes longer. We have lawyers here, so they can attest to that. It takes longer to adjudicate. It's more costly. It's most probably not even, you don't even feel that you're getting an accurate psak there, because I don't know, again, I can't speak for the judges in Florida, but I could talk about other judges. They have a whole different way of adjudicating cases. Let's just say it nicely like that. So, but nevertheless, somehow there's an attraction to go to court. Where does that attraction come from? That says it comes from the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. And it's a Bezrayu of Avodah Zarah. Some even say, Lashon, that it could be an Inyan of Yarag Valyava. Because since then we know that the cardinal Averis, the three cardinal Averis, one being Avodah Zarah, has the principle called Yarag Valyava. A person has to give up his life before committing that Avera. Could be that going to court, according to some, might even go into that. That's Yarag Valyava. Let's break this apart. Let's break this down. The Issa of Lefnei Velo Lefnei HaKodesh actually has two parts to it. One is the medium, the judges, and the other is the body of law. And I'll explain. There's an Issa to go to court because you're adjudicating, you're submitting your claims in front of a secular judge. It's a judge. The problem is the judge, regardless of the body of law that he applies. Even if in this particular area, the halacha and lahavdul courts are the same, the one and the same, and the psak, the decision that you're going to get from the judge is exactly the same as halacha, still there's a nissa of going to court because you're adjudicating, you're submitting your claims in front of a secular judge. So the issa is mitzad, the judge itself. And then there's another problem. The problem is mitzad the body of law. Even if there would be Jews who are the judges, but they would apply a secular body of law to adjudicate your claim, that would also be an issa of lefnei HaKodesh. Because the pasuk says ela mishpatim eshetosim lefnei. It has to be these mishpatim in front of lefnei, in front of yidden. If you take these mishpatim and go to goyim, but even though they have the same mishpatim, or fraket, you go in front of yidden, but you don't use el ha-mishpatim, you use different set of laws, that's also going to be an issa of HaKodesh. Most notably, it's today, in the Beit HaMishpat, in Eretz Yisrael, we have Jewish judges, but the body of law that they're applying is foreign, is alien to Torah, it's not Torah, it's secular law. And secular law that they're doing is also an issa of Elam Mishpatim Mishatasim Lifnaim. And all the places in Eretz Yisrael, Chaznish, and many hold that it's an issa HaKodesh to go to the Beit HaMishpat in Eretz Yisrael, because even though Jewish judges, but we have a problem because the body of law is secular. So either one, either the law, the body of the law is the problem, or the judges are a problem. On an aside, I want to share with you a story. There was a certain judge in New York, when before he decided to become a judge, he was not sure if this is the right thing to do for a Jew to become a secular judge. So he went to the Baba of a Rebbe Zatzal to ask an Eitzah, a Bracha, shouldn't he go into this endeavor of becoming a judge? And he went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, it's fine, you could be a judge. But he told him on one condition. Condition is that when you see two Yidden coming in front of you fighting, do me a favor, send them to Beis Din. If you see both sides coming, that's what he did. That was the Baba Rebbe gave him. Fine. Let's fast forward about 20 years later. I don't know if the Olam here in Florida, I'm sure it's into the learning, not following politics, but there was a big Baba of a Machloikis that happened in New York, 45, 48, whatever. And they decided, for whatever reason is, they had to, on a certain issue, go to court. And the Kosh Baruch Hu's Mesavir Kol HaSibus and made them go in front of this very judge. when they got to court and he sees what's going on in front of him, he called the counsel to the bench and he told him, he says, you know, I want to share with you a story. And he told him this story. He said, the Rebbe had Ruach HaKodesh. Get out of here and get to Beis Din. That's what happened. Fine. So the body of law is a problem and the forum is a problem. Judges are a problem.
Is this only what it is, two litigants against each other? Or is it even building codes and
No, it's not going to be like that. Mitzvah, we'll discuss, but if you're asking now, I don't mind saying it now. No, the is only when you adjudicate. You could go to driver's license and you get codes and permits and all that. That's fine as long as there's no adjudication with someone else. When you start dealing with a fight between you, a dispute between you and somebody else, that's when you have a problem. Sometimes it could be negaya to building. If let's say you have to get variances, and you have to go to the township, I don't know what's here in Florida, but between you and your neighbor. So that could be more challenging. At that point, then you're going to have to ask Kashayla how to do it, how you're allowed to go. But let's put that aside. But anything that you're going just put as a process to go there, it's not a problem. But if you're going there to adjudicate, you want a decision, you need a decision that you can't go there. Yes, it wouldn't make a difference if they are Jewish members of that corporation, if they're Jewish partners or Jewish members of the LLC. So then, yes, and then they are Jewish and then they have to go to a Beis Din. So now I want to take the next step. Even though now we're only talking about where the secular law is religious based, courts, you know, certain courts that are religious based, but that's not true. Even if it's nothing to do with religion, even if it's a totally secular Issavar Kois. And that's already not now, it's already from the times of Tashbats. There were countries that had secular law that were not religious based. And he said in a number of places, he said, Avada, there's still the Issavar Kois. There's a Yochan Obay, a Chuvis Yochan Obay, a Kadmon who says it, Rav Moshe says it. It's a Pashut that it applies even today, even if it's just a secular body of law.
Very yummy.
Not only is it an Issa to go there for a decision, but even to carry out, even to mete out the justice, even to carry out a
psak bezin.
Let's say you have a psak bezin, and now you want to go to court to enforce the psak bezin, confirmation of award, and then you want to enforce it to use them to be your shaitrim, the Gemara and Gittin Darshans, and even that's a problem. You can't use them to be a shaitrim either. Nothing, not only that, you can't even use them to compel arbitration. Maisim b'chayom, we could write in a contract that we're going to a dispute resolution clause that we go to arbitration in front of a Beis Din, and then for whatever reason is one party is not cooperating, let's just say nicely, and therefore you have to get the court's involvement to compel arbitration. That is, that you show them that both sides contracted to go to a Beis Din, and you're asking them to step in and force them to come to Beis Din, which has been done time and time again, even to compel arbitration by the court. So what are they doing? All they're doing is sending you to Beis Din. Even that, the Ramah says that it's also Royal Moskva Alami deserves to get patch. He deserves to get Malkus. Even that is a problem. You can't use them. You can't involve them in the process of Beis Din. So what can you do? So we're going to learn in Yetzirah. There are ways out. What do you do when you're stuck? If the person is not willing to go to a Beis Din, what do you do then? And we're going to discuss, but we'll get there. So basically, the issa is the judges and the body of law, and even to implement the law is also a problem.
That's great.
Okay, so that's a very difficult question, and that's really not for today, but if you're asking it, I'll mention it just briefly. There are different types of arbitration. There are arbitration where, let's say, the American Arbitration Association, a difference where they will get lawyers or judges, or they will get at least people familiar with secular law. So if the kavan is that you want to apply a secular law, so then you're going to still have the same issa. But sometimes what you could do is, and this is really not simuchav vav, it's really simuchav beis, and that is where you want to go to somebody because you value his opinion. Let's say he's big in business and he knows the ins and outs. He's big in real estate. You have a real estate issue right now. And we want to know what the right thing to do. We want to have something which we call is fair and equitable. And we're not going for any body of law, but we just want to get his opinion because of his expertise or his experience in the field. There, that's a machloikas apoiskim, if that's a problem or not. Because there, you're not going for an adjudication of a dispute. You're going for his opinion to know what's based on his experience. And that's really out of the realm of this year, but it's just leave it like that. It's a major machlokes apoiskim. There's a sman and mitchaspitim. There's many who weigh in on the shaila. All right. Can two parties agree? We want each one feels why they are better off in court, and we would like to agree to go to court. Can we together agree that we're not taking this to Bezin and take this to court? And the answer is no, that's also an Issa. It's not waivable. You can't agree not to keep Shabbos this week, and you can't agree to eat chazos. You can't agree to go to court either. It's an Issa like any other Issa. So it's not waivable. There is a certain type of waivable is that means normally in what you're going to learn, in order to get a heta to go to Akois, you need to have a certain hazmana process. Could be you could waive that process to a certain degree, which we'll discuss. Hopefully we have time. But normally you cannot agree to go to court. So now the question is, what do we do with our contracts, which virtually every contract designates a body of law? It's going to be dealt with the state of Delaware because they're very easy on certain corporation laws. Or it's going to be by the state of New York, the state of Florida. Are you allowed to insert such language into your agreements, into your contracts, if basically you're accepting a body of law which is secular, which is against halacha? So are you allowed to do that or not? So there's a Chuvis Harosh, and the Chuvis Harosh holds that really you're not allowed to do that. Really, that itself, you're accepting to go to court, which would also be a problem. But the Rosh says that since we're talking about Yidden, we zicha don't mean it. When we designate a body of law, that's only our fallback position. That means we intend to go to Bezin, and we hope to go to Bezin. But what if one side is not cooperating? What if one side is playing games, and we get a heta to go to court? Which body of law should then governed our agreement? That's what he wrote. It's a state of Florida. But it doesn't mean that we're l'chatchila going to court. No, that's not. I don't know your operating agreements. I've written countless operating agreements. Any term you want to write, and any term you would like to write, you could write any term you like. That's not an issa. You're allowed to write terms in your agreement. It's the problem is just that dispute resolution clause or the governing law clause, which that it says what to do. That's really the problem. And that the Rosh says that it only means that if we need to go to court, we want to know which body of law to apply. So we're saying it's Florida. We're saying it's New York. We're saying it's Delaware. But it doesn't mean we're going to go there lechatchila. And Hanami, if you're dealing with parties who really lechatchila are designating that body of law, then you'll have an issa kais just right then and there. Signing such an agreement could be in itself an infraction of its halacha, because then you're accepting a body of law which is alien to halacha. We cannot don't list laws in the operating agreement. I'm not familiar.
What will happen if this happens?
I'm allowed to write whatever I want. I could say what it is as long as I don't refer to their law and I'm not accepting their law. I could say if we want to have a buyout clause, and I could have whatever we have capital calls. I could write anything I want in the contract. That's fine. Halacha recognizes that. Whatever you agree on usually works, barring other issues of a smacht or a ribis or whatever it is, but that works. That's not a problem. The problem is accepting a body of law. Accepting a form, that's going to be the problem.
If the contract clause, if you sign it, is this problematic issue?
It doesn't void the contract. It doesn't void the contract. The question then is, a major malchut advice, how do you deal with that clause? If people violated it and they wrote that clause, accepting a foreign body of law, that's challenging in halacha now, because that's a machlokes. It could be you must still machlokes to go to Bezin, and then Bezin might have to apply secular law as your psak because the parties agreed to it, which is very challenging in halacha. But all right, we'll leave it at that.
Unlike Rivers, is there an issue for the attorneys to draft that kind of a contract?
Well, like I said, it's not a problem of the contract itself because we just mean it. But it would be a problem. Let's just talk about in general. We're going to get to it shortly about lawyers. And now, wait, I want to get it in order. We'll get to it. We'll deal with the lawyers, that the lawyers actually have an issue as well. Ribbis even, you're right, Ribbis is on the lawyer as well. Okay, now I want to show you the Chaymer Issa. This Issa is really, we talked about the Zayot Avay Dezara, but the Mechaber's language, I don't know if the Olam got up to the Mechaber, but the Mechaber's language, how he refers to somebody who goes to court, is Chol Abo leading Bifneim, I raised a Rosha. So anyone know how many times the Mechaber in full Chelkei Shulchan Aruch ever referred to someone as a Rosha? Okay, and let's hit up, but he doesn't stop there. He was not happy with that. I raised a Rosha, Ukilu Chireif, Vigideif, Veheirim Yad, B'Toyres Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholam. Such language is not found anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. So Vayisayt, the Mechaber views this as like the most Chometik Issa. And like I said, it's an Abazaret Avoy Dezorah. Somebody who goes to court is possible to be a shliach tzibur. He's possible to be a shliach tzibur, even if what he won in court is kedin. Means even if their law actually is the same as halacha, he didn't take an extra penny, or better yet, he even lost in court. So he didn't get anything out of the court. Nevertheless, he's possible to be a shliach tzibur. He cannot be a shliach tzibur. Not only that, the Kesef Kochim says, he's possible to be part of a minion. You can count him for a minion. And I know it might be a little more challenging. You go to out-of-town communities, you have smaller minyonim. So you can't count him for a minion.
Is this both people?
Sorry?
Is this both people who are in court?
Whoever went to court is also. We're going to talk about the nitzvah, the one who was pulled to court. But the plaintiff in court, the one who initiated, went to court. He's and this is our local amaisa, Kesef Kochim Pasuk, and we had to use it. Very often in our Dinei Torah, because of the timing, we have to make it, sometimes we have to make our own minyana, a mincha, a mayrv. I mean, we've had a mayrv in Beis Din at 3 a.m. We sometimes make our own minyanim. And it's not that difficult if you realize, because you have 3 dayanim, once after the dayan, that's already 4. Usually there's someone taking shemesh, we're right now 5. You have 2 toyanim, you're already up to 7. So you have a few bali din, you have a minion just in the room, right? One time we had a case where we actually had exactly 10, and one of the parties, which was part of the din Torah, actually took the other party first to court. So we didn't have a minion. We didn't have a minion. So we ended up, and everyone wanted to know, why aren't we davening here? And I said, no, we're going to have to go to a minion. And it was a little sad because Nebuchadnezzar, one of the Bali Din, was an invalid and he couldn't travel. But we couldn't make a minion here because we didn't have a minion. We did not have a minion.
You should leave the minion if they're counting
someone also. No. Okay. Wait a minute. Oh, there's only 10 and he's one of them? So you don't have a minion. I don't know if you want to dive and be a chidus, you can dive and be a chidus. You don't have a minion. No, you're not accounted for a minion. What? Oh, in economy, if you have all those issues, but you can't be mitzar for a minion. And so we had that story. We've had that story, unfortunately, more than once. He loses his cheskas kashrus. So now, we had such a story, is that with a party who went to court, and he happened to be a mashgiach in a chasen hall. Well, he's not kosher to be a mashgiach. He loses his cheskes kashrus. He's not kosher to be a seifa. He's not kosher to be kitzah. He's not kosher anymore because he lost his cheskes kashrus. Oh, there's tshuva for everything. A guy does tshuva, doesn't die. But while he's in court and he's also the mashgiach, that doesn't work. And even afterwards, you have to know that he did tshuva. Otherwise, Mishul Brura says you can't have him as shliach tzibur unless he does tshuva. But it means until you know he does tshuva, you can't have him as a shliach tzibur. I is a chiv, he's a novel. I know it's going to be the job of the Rosh Yekel to go over to him and explain to him that he's just not fit to be a. That's how it is. He has to establish the fact, whatever it is. He'll have to establish the fact.
He said group of Jews that and some of the parts of the group they decide to go to court, and he is in that.
Well, sometimes you'll have a bunch, but that doesn't give a heter because some people go doesn't give you heter to go. Oh, so then that means he went al apoy, so he couldn't do anything. So he's not controlled. He's not controlled. But there are ways, even then, that he could. Okay, but it's not really for now. There are ways, depending on the case, that he might be able. We've had that already. That he could go to Bezan on his chelik, and they'll go on their chelik. Whatever. It's an issue. Oh, we're going to get to it. We'll get to it. Believe that we're going to get to it. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch Rama Paskins, that someone who goes to court is subject to a nidi b'cherem. That means he's excommunicated. He gets a cherem. Basically, he's out of the folk. He's out of the Yiddish Kehillah. He can't be buried. He can't, whatever they do. I don't know if they throw him out of yeshivas. I don't know what they do in Florida. But he cannot be part of the Kehillah. He can't come to this Monday morning program. He's out of the kill. He's gone. He's right. He had to do tshuva. This is not the tshuva. Tshuva is.
But, he does the tshuva outside.
Yeah. Not only that, let's take it to the next step, Rabbi Yisai. Somebody who aids and abets someone to go to court is also an issa. His issa could be a lifna evo or mesayeah issa, but ila halacha. It's you're supposed to put that person, the Marik, said he's putting everybody who's aiding and abetting this Al-Kais to also be in Kherim. So he's also subject to Kherim. So this is very scary for lawyers, because lawyers sometimes find them in a position, they have a client representing that client in court against another Yid. That lawyer is supposed to be put into Kherim. That lawyer is doing an Avera. That lawyer is aiding and abetting an Avla. He cannot take such a case. Now, if they're not religious, it's going to be a big, big problem. If they're both not religious, so then it could be an Eitza. You get out of Lifnei Eva, because if you won't take the case, someone else probably would represent them. So now you're only up to Issa Misayeya, which is really not Christian Mishpat Shaila, it's Yeridea, but Misayeya is a Dogum Ravava. It's Makloikis, a Moshe, Dogum Ravava, that wants to say that if you're talking about someone who's fry anyway, could be an in that case, there's no Issa Misayeya. But what happens if you have one, who is it from? One party is from. So let's say your party is from, your client is from, and he's there without a Heter Bezdin. The fact that the other client, the other party, the adversary, is not from, doesn't give a Heter. Doesn't give a Heter. You still need a Heter to go to our client. You need a Heter. On absence of a Heter, you cannot represent that client. You're not allowed to represent that client. Sorry? We're going to discuss the process of how to get a heter, but Daval, in absence of a heter, you cannot represent that coin. Let's take it to the next step. And then it's all the family members as well. We had a case not so long ago where there was a certain Askin, for whatever reason, was aiding and abetting a situation. And he was subject, and he was put under a lot of pressure. He was going to be subject to going to a cherim because of his Avera that he was doing. He was helping out somebody because that other person was really relying on him to finance it or whatever it is, and he was aiding, abetting someone to go to court, and he's subject to a chayim. Somebody who goes to court and wins in court, so he thinks, oh, he did it. No, he didn't do anything. He didn't. He has to start all over again. He has to go to Bezdin, and whatever he got in court, if he takes even a penny, is shalika din and is gezel. He's taking, and Rabbeinu Bachai says, on that such a gezel, he's going to hard to him to do tshuva. He's never going to have a mechila l'olam because he's going to think it's rightfully his money. It's not rightfully his money at all. He had no right to that money. It came based on the goyish psak. That's not a yiddish psak. We'll get to it. But mitzad him, he has to find out what the halach is. The halach of ein neskakin is when you lose. Right, the Ramah says it's when you lose in court. So, and we've had that. We've exercised that countless times already. The person goes to court, and sometimes goes to court on some issues, on the issues that he already went to court, and he lost, is ein neskaken. We will not take on that case. We'll only take on the case that they did not yet bring to court. But whatever he brought to court, so basically is, it's really not wise, because in a practical situation, he's really giving the other party 2 bites of the apple. Because if he wins in court, he still didn't win, because he's still subject to the halacha. If he loses in court, he'll never be able to take it to Bezdin. So basically, is you're just giving the other side another chance to win unnecessarily. So he's supposed to really go to Bezdin.
What about all the cases based on never criminal cases?
No, for sure, criminal is not.
Type cases.
Which one, the second one?
Zikin type
case. Zikin, why can't we pass in the Zikin? What do you mean we pass in? Well, if we don't go to Knossos, then you can't go to court either on that. That's not a head to go to court because Bezin doesn't do it. The reason why Bezin doesn't do it is we need smuchim, like it says in Simon Aleph, Goyim is for sure not smuchim. So that's not going to give head. But you're right, criminal for sure is out of our area, and that has to go, that belongs in there, not here. But
that doesn't mean to go to another
point,
you just have to leave it as it is.
Those hazekin that are loishkiyat, so therefore we do not have shlukusayokav dinan. It's really not our topic. I don't want to get off track here, but it's not kusayokav dinan. So we don't have the humina de malko, we'll call it. We don't have the authority to paskin. This is an important point, is that when the Torah says, Elam mishpon neshetosim lefneim, not only is he telling an issa, but let's talk in a positive. That the Rebbein Shem just gave us the authority to adjudicate, to apply his law. He just authorized us to do that. What we do not have authorization for, we cannot apply his law. If we're not smuchim, then we can't apply laws on certain cases. They'll have to figure it out amongst themselves. There are ways to deal with it, but that doesn't give you a right to go to court. Now we're going to discuss what to do with insurance. Well, this maybe, what? What, sorry? No, why do you have that to go? First of all, there are bati din who will go within. And second of all, that doesn't give you a right to go to court. That still doesn't give you a right to go. If you could have people paskin, then you have to go to a paskin. The truth is, the Rashba talks about a case where they're in a place that doesn't have a bezin. What do you do then? And the truth is, the Rashba said, still, just get together if you can, any three yidden to be. It's better than going to court. Because he still, if you can get someone to adjudicate, try their best, whatever they can, to apply the halakha. Otherwise, going to court, for sure you're going to not get the halakha. You're not getting the halakha, you're not getting the right body of law, you're not getting the right form. I didn't get anything.
Maybe we should save the question so you get the idea.
Okay, we'll try. Okay, I enjoy the question. I don't mind, but you're right. We're running it down. You know what? Let me see how far we get, and then if there's more time, we'll take questions. Okay, fine. Now, what do you do if the other party is a garva alma? He's not cooperating. He's not going to Bezin. He's either a gangster or a trickster, whatever it is. He's really not playing along. And what do you do then? So, Belezbe, you're going to try to bring him to court, but you're not allowed to bring him to court. So, what's the Eitzah? So, the Eitzah is you send him 3 Azmanas from Bezin. And when he doesn't cooperate, and he doesn't properly respond to Bezin, at that point, Bezin will give you a heta akoyis. It requires a Bezin to get a heta akoyis. That's a Lashna Mechaba. And most poskim hold you need actually a Bezin. One grand rabbi, the God of Lador, cannot give you a heta. Unbeknownst to people, they quote this rabbi who is giving a heta. He can't give that even if he wanted to. You need a Bezin according to Lashna Mechaba, Derek Mishpat. On that matter, I can share with you, Gevaldik Chuvis Radvaz. Radvaz is a Kadvain. Times that Beis Yosef, so Radvaz had a case, interesting case. Watch this case. There's such a kind of called Zablo. I don't know if the Olam is familiar with it, called Zerber Lechav, Zerber Lechav, that we don't have, let's say, a Bezin form, a regular established sitting Bezin form. What we'll do is, I'll pick my Dayan, you pick your Dayan, and then the 2 Dayan and pick a 3rd Dayan. So we made a Bezin, ad ship that we just made up, ad hoc Bezin, we just got a Bezin together, we put them together. So in the times of Radvaz, there was a case where Reuven picked his dayan, Shimon picked his dayan. They have 2 dayanim, and they decided they don't need a 3rd. The 2 of them could pass in this case, and everyone agreed for such a form. That was great until one side decided not to listen to the psak. So then the Bezdin, these 2 people, gave a heta for the other side to go to court against his adversary because he's not listening to the psak. Zokter Advaz, the heter is not a heter because you only had 2. You had the 2 dayonim who were on the case, who both sides chose. They chose them to adjudicate, but they're not a bezin. They don't have a power to send you to court. So their heter to go to court is not a heter. You need 3. As I thought, most poison, come on, all poison can say that you need 3. You need a bezin. It's a lashon mechaba, and in Lumbis, I don't want to go into it, but according to some safe, as long as for sure you need a bezin to give a heter, it has to come from a bezin. So that's, but you get a heter usually if you send out three hazmonas and the other party is not cooperating, bezin will give you a heter to go to court. So that's the way to go. Chulila, if you need to come onto it, that's the way to go. You go to bezin and bezin will give you a heter to go to court. It could delay the court process a bit, but that's usually how it goes. It takes a few weeks to get his hazmonas out, and then when he doesn't cooperate, they'll give you a heter to go. You have to speak to the bezin. Really, up here, Allah, you could send hazmonas Monday, Thursday, Monday. So you can really get three hazmonas in 8 days. Now, you can't skip the process. When you talk about before about a son who's not from, there's a Dechuvis Minchas Yitzchak and Chelik Tes, the end of Kuf Nun Hey, others as well who want to suggest that if someone who's fry, you know really he's not coming to Bezin anyway, so then it's enough if you send one Hazmana and Bezin will give a heti after one Hazmana. We've had cases where we had countless times fry of people at Bezin. Not only that, we've had Goyim come to Bezin. And the halacha is that if you have a din toyer with a goy, you're mechuyev to go to Bezin. The only reason, the tashbats, and it's a medrash, and the only reason why we don't go to Bezin with goyim is because it's kamara nan zadi, 99.99% of the time, he's not coming to Bezin, so therefore you don't need a hetar kois, because it's automatic, like you have an umdana, he's for sure not coming. But with a friar yid, you never know, he might come, it's a far shot, but he might come, so if you have to send him at least one hazmana, and then Bezin will usually give a hetar to go to court. How many people said never and they still came? I've had this so much. I'll never come. They write nasty emails to Bezdin. Mamish disgusting, like you would think that he's like third graders, like mamish disgusting. And what happens? And they end up coming to Bezdin because the heat's on. And they end up coming to Bezdin because they know that that's the right thing to do. So the never doesn't mean anything, but Matthias, if he's a goy, then I understand that usually they're not coming. But you'll get a heter to go to court. There are some poiskim, like the Nesivis and others, hold you can only get a heter to go to court when it's a choyv bor, when Bezin's convinced that you're for sure right. That's a hard threshold to meet. However, that's not how we rule. Most poiskim, the minik for sure is like that, that will give a heter even if it's not a choyv bor, and you can go to court, but you need a heter from Bezin. Another halacha is very important, Rabbi said, this is maybe it's kedai to come to Shir just to hear this halacha, is that even if you do get a heter to go, make sure you get it biksav. Why? Because later on, it's going to come to haunt you. Later on, you're going to come to Bezin. Whatever the case may be, the elder side will turn around and then take you to Bezin if you start to go to court. And you're going to claim you had a heter from Bezin. And you know what? Bezin can't believe you. It's not allowed to believe. You could say you have a heter from today to tomorrow, you're not Nemon, and it's as if you went to court Shaloi Kedin. You need to have proof. You have to have it in writing. It's also good to get in writing because some Rabbonim may be quick to give a heter when it's really not so responsible. And when it comes to asking in writing, all of a sudden they're not willing to give it to you in writing. You know what I mean? That means the heter is not so convinced. They, you know, a flipping cuff while they're walking out of Meirib, he asked them to shayla, yeah, you can go to court. And then when it comes, okay, give me a heter. No, you can't go to court. No. So you need to have that heter in writing. So it's a toiva kamash malon. We just have right now. We're in the din toiva right now. The guy said, I have a heter to go to Bezin. Show it to me in writing. You don't have it in writing? He didn't? Okay. So, sorry? Adam would help. Do you have Adam on this? What? If you can get an Adam on it, that will be fine. Without Adam, it's going to be a problem. Sorry? For sure, Bezin gives us money. Why is that? No, we're talking about people sometimes get a Teirim. They get a Teirim from Rabbonim without Hazmanas. They get a Teirim even from a Bezdin, but even you have Hazmanas, but they don't have the Ksav Heta from Bezdin. And then Bezin is not interested in whatever reason to give a Heta. There was a misunderstanding. We'll say it in nice ways. The bottom line is, if you don't get a heter b'ksav, you're not nem, and it won't work. Okay, someone asked before, what happens if you are called to court? Someone took chulila, was summoned you to court. Do you have a right to play along? Do you have a right to go to court? Let's say you feel it's better to go to court. We have this, especially when in matrimonial issues, for some reason, the lawyers convince the party that they're better off in court. Now, it's funny, because of all the types of law, anyone who's familiar, that's the worst place for matrimonial issues, because there you sort of can predict at the outset what the judge is going to rule. There are no surprises there. There are certain standards. And the only ones who make money there are the lawyers themselves. No wonder why they're convincing you to go to court. They're the ones who make hundreds of thousands of dollars on this, schlep out, Agmas Nevish. And basically, at the get-go, I could tell you exactly, basically, focus here is what the court's going to rule. And we could just cut a deal right now and save everyone time and money. But for some reason, they go there, and each lawyer convinces his party they're better off in court. So one will start in court, and the other side will say, should I go to bed? No, always don't go to bed and go to court. It's much better for you to in court. And that's how it goes. So do you have a right to go to court if you were summoned to court? And the answer is yes. The Truvis Knessi Cheskun Summit Design, he holds that the Issa is the one who calls you to court. But for you being the defendant, you have a right to go and continue and go to court. That you have a right to do. However, it is Kedai Rabbeisai nevertheless to send the Tevea Hazmana. And I'll explain why, for a number of reasons. First of all, that might wake him up and cause him to have a Hira Tshuva and come to Bezin, which will save somebody from doing an Issa, save a Chilal Hashem. There'll be a Gevaldik Eschus if you could accomplish that. But there's another reason why you should send him Hazmana. The halacha is that if someone goes to court Shalai Kedin, he is liable for all the legal fees that he causes the other party to spend, Shalai Kedin. We've ruled, in fact, right now we're in the middle of such a case. We've ruled this countless times. If Reuven takes Shimon to court, Shalai Kedin, it cashes up usually, because Baruch has the last word, catches up usually, they end up finding their way in Beis Din. A year later, 5 years later, they'll find their way back in Beis Din, and then the other party now wants from him legal fees, and the legal fees are significant. $50,000, $100,000, $150,000, depending how long they were in court. And they could mun back those legal fees. One of the halachas is, in order to mun legal fees, to claim legal fees, you have to show that you didn't want to be in court. So you took me to court, clearly. I didn't want to be in court. Look what you caused me. Look at the damage you caused me. All these legal fees, I want to be reimbursed. But if you go to court and you follow the summons like a tatala and you don't send that money, there's no objection. So then we could assume you also wanted to go to court. What type of hezek was there? Both of you, right? Both of you are varyanim. Matzu minas mina, both of you found each other and you both went to court. But how can you claim legal fees? According to some paiskim, you can't claim legal fees unless you send the party an objection as hazmana to show that you want to go to Beis Din. So for that itself, it's kedai to send kach one hazmana showing that I object and I really want to be in Beis Din. There's another reason why you should send hazmana, and that is most of the time when it comes to issues, they're usually counterclaims, not just claims, but counterclaims. Knesset Yechesel gives you a right to go to court to defend yourself. But if now you want to be on the opposition and counterclaim back, well, those counterclaims, you ought to be in a Beis Din. Why are you here now in court? Because he took me to court clearly for the other issue. But why are you taking this issue to court? On your issue, you should go to Beis Din. So for your counterclaims, you should get a hetter to go to court. Send us money from Beis Din. He'll most likely not cooperate because he's in court. Hopefully you will cooperate. But if not, then the Beis Din will give you a hetter to file your counterclaim in court. So for that itself, it's good. Again, hazmana process usually takes, depending on the Beis Din, usually they give like a week between hazmanas. So it's about 3 week process approximately till you get your hetter. If the guy's already in court, they might speed it up. If there's urgent, you could tell them about it. They might, like I said, a Monday, Thursday type of a shtickle. So there are ways, but you have to tell the Beis Din and describe it. But you don't worry. In court, you have 3 months, 3 years. You have plenty of time. I don't know, maybe the courts here in Florida are much quicker. I don't know, New York, you could sit. You could get white here before you get your case in court, day in court. That's how it is.
They call you as a witness in court?
Ooh, you know? Okay, we'll mention it. We'll discuss it. Are you allowed to be a witness in court? So if the one who's calling, if it's between two Jews, and the person who the plaintiff went to court, shaloi kedin, you going and testifying, what are you doing? You're aiding and abetting somebody who's in court, shaloi kedin. So you're now let her do it. You'll be even isa misayel they over there to the chubis ramah. You'd be even isa misayel. And if you are a key witness and he knows that you won't come to court unless he gets a heta, then actually you're the linchpin here. So that then actually you actually it's a derisa of lifnei evil, it's Ethan Mitchell, because without you he would not go to court. So then you're upgraded from nisa derabana misayel to nisa derisa lifnei evil. That's what it comes out from the chubis ramah. Well, however, one second. However, if you look in the Yamshir Shloima and the Chavetz Chaim, they seem to learn, which is, again, not the simple reading of the Ramah, they seem to learn that testifying in court in and of itself is an Isar Gois. It's not just your Oiva Lifnei Eva on his Isar Gois. You are Oivan Isar Gois testifying that because it's like you also, although it's not your dispute, you are not submitting your dispute, but you're part of the process of adjudicating in court. You're part of that secular court system process. So then you are even Isra Kois by testifying in court. So therefore, if you're ever called as a witness, obviously you should ask him for show me your heta. He tells you, I got a heta from a rav. You're not allowed to believe him. You got to get a heta. Show it to me in writing. Or if you subpoena, you have no, you have a choice. That's all of course in some Lamadam. The other lock is, but
this is only for two yidden.
With two yidden.
Does it help? Does it
go? Going, you don't have a problem. We're all talking about two yidden where he does not have a head to go to court. So then you have that issa. If you're for the nitzah, you have no problem because the nitzah is there kedin. The nitzah is never there shalai kedin. But if it's a nitzah's counterclaim that he doesn't have a head to for, so then he's there shalai kedin. But that. But it's used. What do you mean? That deposition is part of a testimony. It's transcribed and it's used for the court system. So that will be the same problem. All right. Let's. So again, if it's the one who's really, it's the insurance company who's part of the case, so then it's not between two yidden, it's the insurance company who's going to be shelling out at the end of the day. So that's really not so much between two yidden. When it happens, you should just consult a rav to make sure, but that lechayr shouldn't be a problem. We're talking about when it's two yidden in the case. All right. Yeah, okay, that's they grow. That's why I said he should consult the rav and get the rav to go through and walk it through. Okay, I just want to end off with a hargasha, and then we'll develop it a drop. We have a few minutes, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah. That means he gave us the laws of what he felt would be best for mankind. The tikkun olam, tikkun for each individual and tikkun for the world. Hashem created the world, and lahavdil, he gave us instructions, and that's the Torah, of how to live in this world. If somebody goes to court, basically what he's doing at that moment is he's pushing aside that body of law, that set of law, and he's taking not what we call a das elokus, he's taking a das anushi. He's taking a man mind as best, as brilliant of the minds that a man has. It doesn't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all the laws that could possibly be out there, all secular law, is at best human. That's all it is. It doesn't understand the dynamic of the world and what's behind the world and what's behind the scene. It's not going to bring out Tikkun HaOlam. It's not going to bring out Tikkun HaOlam. And even in the laws that they pass in the same thing like Halakha, but it's coming from two different perspectives. Hashem is coming from truth, from Amitas Hadava, what's best for the world, and they're coming what's fair and equitable, what they perceive as being right, but it's not from the same source. The Torah is a body of law that's beyond. It's godly. It's not human. And that's the issa, that's what it's based on. Going to a kohis is a avodah zarah, because basically what you're doing is you're bucking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're bucking Chulila the Torah, and you're taking on a body of secular law. So that's why it's avodah zarah. The Rambam says like this, a fascinating Rambam in the end of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam says like this, you need a Rambam to say this. Chayovim onu liyizor b'mitzvah tzedakah yoyisim mikol mitzvah aseh. One has to be more careful with the mitzvah tzedakah than any other mitzvah aseh. Now we know that Eimach Hashem Tzchah mitzvah, we don't reckon one mitzvah against the other. We don't do that, right? But nevertheless, the Rambam says you have to be more careful with mitzvah tzedakah than any other mitzvah. Why? Where's the Rambam coming from? Zok the Rambam, why? Because Shah tzedakah simin lezer Avram. Tzedakah is not just a mitzvah. It's an identity. Tzedakah defines us. Tzedakah shows that we are Zera Avram. How do we know that? Because it says in the Pasuk, Shenemar, Zok the Rambam, Kiyedativ, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avram. Why? Leman eshiyetzav ezbonov vezbeisei akrov lasois v'shomer derech Hashem lasois tzedakah u'mishpat. To do tzedakah mishpat. This was Avram's legacy to Klal Yisrael. Lasois tzedakah mishpat, and that earned him the love of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Do you know anyone else in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made that he loved? Anyone? Doesn't exist. Not in the Torah. Nah. We talk about maybe Binyamin, Shlomo, but not in the Torah. The only one is Avram, the Yedativ. I loved him. Why? Because he's going to last it tzedakah mishpat. He's going to guide his children as Zer Avram. Zok the Rambam, this is the simon, is a legacy of a Bnei Yisrael, of tzedakah. So besides the mitzvah, it's our identity. Comes along the Erech Mishpat. And the Erech Mishpat said, well, if the Rambam learned that out by tzedakah and applied to tzedakah, the same applies to mishpat. What does the Pasuk say? Lasois tzedakah u'mishpat. So the same thing, a person who goes to court is showing that he's not part of Zera Avram. Someone goes to Bezin, is it simin lezera Avram? Going to court is not Zera Avram. That's why a person has been more nizer in these areas than any other area, because it defines us. This shows that we are Bnei Yisrael. We are Bnei Avram. One of the Messiah Rabbi Sai, a fascinating Joshua Ksam Sofer. You can look it up in Chelik Aleph, page Kuchof Aleph Omer Aleph. Somebody who goes to court, and this is going to tie in everything we discussed. Someone who goes to court, what he's in essence doing, is being, I'm going to say over the Lashon, because it's a powerful Lashon. Moitzi Atzmoy. He's removing himself. Michlal Bonam Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. He's removing himself from the category of being a Bonam Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. He's not submitting himself under the umbrella of the Torah of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's going to court. U'moicher Atzmoy Le'eved. He is selling himself as an Eved La'asar Shelo Uma, to the Sar of that Uma. Every Goyisha nation has an Uma. Every Goyisha nation has a Sar. He is selling himself to that Sar. Ashehu Oymed L'mishpat Am Imay. If you go to a court in America, you just sold yourself as a slave to the Tsar of the Uma of America. If you go to court in Switzerland, then it's the Tsar of Switzerland. Germany, it's Germany. You became an Eved. You were Moitzi Atzmoy B'Chalbonam Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. You removed yourself from the Torah. You removed yourself from the Am Hashem. You removed yourself from Zera Avram. You removed yourself from everything that's part of Yiddish society. That's why you talk about Zera David Zera. The Ramah says it's right for Nivim Mechayim. You Chulila, person removes himself from being a Yid. It's a simon lezer Avram. We should be Zeicher Rabbi Sai to always keep up that last tzedakah on Mishpat, to walk in the street proud that we are Zera Avram, that we're keeping up his legacy. We should be Mechayim, all the mitzvahs of Torah, and we should always follow in the ways of Avram Avinu. Yagila Maisa Lamaisa Ovis, we should keep the Torah La Ela Mishpatam Shatasim Lafnaim, Khalila Bachas, we should never be tested even to go to court. And with that schutz, we should never be taken to court. Shkoy for listening. What? So that also, if you want to compel arbitration, you could get ahead from Bezdin to compel arbitration.
Right.
Well, even a confirmation of a ward, usually that's a machlokes if you get a, you need a hetter or bezin or not, because it might go under that emuch hakoy bara godol mizeh, and that might be a little bit automatic, like an arm of bezin. But even then, the Baisim say that you should get a hetter from bezin. They will most likely give you a, sometimes we give a psak and we don't give a hetter to go to court because we're afraid that the psak is going to be abused in court. They're going to misuse it. We not always, but most of the time we will give a hetter to go to court too. It's binding. Everything is binding, but like everything, you still need a hetter to go to court. So therefore you should always, but then it'll be easy to get a hetter, usually. Sorry? Well, God, the evictions you could do, you could get the person evicted through a process through Bezin too, but you're right, evictions are much easier in court. And in that case, what they'll probably do is Bezin will allow you to start an eviction process in court, first have adjudication in Bezin. If you're right, they'll allow you to continue to evict in court. Hopefully he'll leave, the tenant will leave, and you only have to finish in court. And if not, at least you well through the process of evictions. But if you're wrong, they'll make you pull it out of court. They just want to do it that you shouldn't lose the time. All right. Any other questions? I know they don't have questions, so now I'm here for questions.
The Rav said that the judgment in court is invalid based on. Is that also true in a settlement? If you're adjudicating court, we end up in a settlement.
So that's a good question, and that's really not for now 100%. It's not how it's looking, but basically is if you were forced into a settlement, then it could be under duress. I mean, if someone took you to court, you'll make it in. And the only way to satisfy that and put that away, put it aside, is by going into a settlement. So that it was you were forced, and if you make a maidah, that you really don't intend to go into the settlement, you're just doing this to get out of court, then it will not be binding. But sometimes the settlement is done willingly, and if it's done willingly, so then that's nothing to do with the court system. It's a negotiated. So you have to know were you under duress to do it, were you forced to make that settlement or not. So that's Nesivus holds yes. Not everyone agrees with that. Not everyone agrees with that.
Also, Rav said that when it comes to matrimonial law, anyone can know ahead of time how the court is going to pass it.
Most of the time, means they'll know about, there's a basic rule book of what mezainis are. The basic rule, hypocrisy has not too many surprises. Everyone thinks they're going to show the judge, but the other spouse is crazy. But the judge knows that they're both are crazy. So not a problem.